Come to me. Christ always speaks so lovingly to us. He leads with truth and love, you see. Rest gently, softly in his strong arms now, holding you tenderly. Yes, be blessed with rest. Our Lord is the same Lord who said to his people in Leviticus 26, verse 6, I will give peace in the land. You shall lie down, and none shall fill you with dread or make you afraid. And I will clear ferocious wild beasts out of the land, and no sword shall go through your land. But did you catch that first part, folks? I will give peace in the land. You shall lie down, and none shall fill you with dread or make you afraid. I love that the fact remains the case that in the Old Testament, God is the same, and in the New Testament, God is the same. And today, God is the same. He offers us security. Let's pray, and pray with childlike faith. Lord Jesus, we come to you for rest today. Please have mercy on us as we need to be refreshed. We pray for those who don't know you yet and ask that you would draw them to yourself. We pray that you would help all those suffering to be led to rest in you. For those who have yet to receive you, I pray with them and ask you to come into our hearts, cleanse us from all our sin. Rely on you now for salvation and not on ourselves. We repent. We turn from our wicked ways and turn to you and ask that you would just save us and be Lord of our lives in every area, that we would not withhold anything. And we thank you so much for your love and grace. We thank you that we can be secure in you and rest in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Offer to pray with someone who is weary, and ask them to pray for you too, and establish a pattern in which you read some scripture that reminds you of the peace and truth of Jesus right before you go to sleep. That way the last thing on your mind is God's word. Thank you so much for listening and joining me in prayer this week. I thank God for being able to do this. And what a mighty God we serve. Let's remember to turn to Him with our every need this week. God bless you, and feel free to contact us at prayingpals.org. We pray every Friday and have a devotional, so I hope you'll join us again at prayingpals.org, also on Facebook at Praying Pals. And we also encourage, first of all, local church involvement, but also we are there for you if you need extra prayer, because we can't have too much prayer, right? So, well, God bless you, my friends, and remember, Jesus still loves you.